Hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No, BLM!
Fighting for Idaho.
We've won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it would be good to go down there.
You need the real story. You need it from a person that you trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And let's get to part two of our interview with Clive and Bundy.
What's the solution? What's the way out?
Well, the way out is to pay attention to our Constitution and pay attention especially to state sovereignty and who actually owns the land and who has jurisdiction and authority over it. And then let's take away those guns from them bureaucrats. They don't need those guns. They should be acting like Boy Scouts, not like policemen. If those people would act like Boy Scouts, they would be helping and doing a good deed daily and helping us educate us and serving us. That's what we pay them to do. And we don't pay them to... They should be helping the little old lady across the street, not throwing her down in the rocks and gravel.
All right. 580 KIDO, as we continue on, Mr. Bundy. I look at the West. 62% of the land in Idaho is owned by the feds. You've got more here in Nevada. What's the message? We had a recent meeting in Salt Lake City, 50 state reps from 9 states meeting to try and get the lands back. Can that happen?
Well, the first thing I think you're mistaken is saying that these are federal lands. How could they be federal lands? Our Constitution only allowed the government very limited power and only 10 square miles. And they had to get that 10 square miles by the state approval of the state legislatures and approval of the United States Congress. And then they still had to buy the 10 square miles. And then they, from the states, and then they had restriction. It was only very limited power for mainly military use. And any other land that's within the state has to go same process. So how in the heck can you call this a federal land, BLM-owned land? That is totally wrong according to our Constitution. It's not that way. It has to be state sovereign land, or it has to be a territory.
Now, based on your experience with the media, you're coming up with a set of videos that you're going to be shooting, and you're shooting all day today, and we wormed our way in here, so people should look out for those. What will those videos contain?
Well, they're going to be just principles that, Clive and Bundy's learned over the years and how government should operate and about the Constitution, about questions like who owns the land, about jurisdiction, about sheriff power. And we're going to talk some things about the endangered species and the environment. Maybe how things like how does livestock benefit the land, and how does that interact with other wildlife? Fire, what part does wildlife and cattle industry have to do with wildfires? So those are the type of things you should be able to start picking up on the internet.
So you're getting your own show.
Well, I don't know about that. I've just definitely had the chance to, I guess, entertain or educate or at least visit with the world in the last couple of weeks, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Now, which is tougher, doing these interviews or ranching?
Well, I never get horse hollered at a cow or a dog or a horse, but I sure have got a horse hollered at the United States government lately.
And they need people to yell at them at 580 KIDO. Mr. Bundy, just a few more questions here. We appreciate your time. What would you like to say to people that are frustrated right now, driving into work in Idaho, You know, they maybe they have relatives that are ranchers, that are farmers. Maybe they're on the ranch and farm right now, and they feel like they've lost their country.
Well, you know, we've talked about slavery a little bit. You know, we're all a slave to the United States government. And no matter whether we're in ranching business or some business in town, we seem to be becoming more of a slave. And we're serving a central government with unlimited power. And we're all tired of that. And I think that's what this movement's all about. We're all tired of big government. And we're tired of paying the bills. And we're tired of working about a third of our year just to pay the taxes. So we're all tired. So that's, you know, let's start paying attention to our Constitution, our state sovereignty, and let's start acting like we're citizens of the United States with a good, supreme law of the land is a United States Constitution. And I really believe that it was inspired by our Heavenly Father, and that's the best we can get. So why should we want any more?
Is it inspiring to you that you see the donations coming in from all over the country? You see these guys from New Hampshire that have come here, Jerry and the crew. You've got people from all over coming here, spending their own money away from their families and their friends. You think about it. When's the last time we ever had a movement like this, where people are sacrificing their own individual pluses and minuses for the common good?
Well, you know, yesterday morning I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, and I thought I'd get up and read a little bit, but then I woke up, and there was a militia guard outside my on my walkway. So I went out, and it was a beautiful night, and I got the hose and washed the walk off and sprayed down the dust. And, you know, I couldn't help but think, there were people that were staying up all night watching my home and my family. And there was several stations of guard. Those people have come thousands of miles, and now they're staying up all night to protect me and my family and my ranch. There's no way. The only thing I can say is that's humbling to realize that we, the people, would do something for their neighbor.
Now, again, a lot of folks are saying, they said to me, why are you coming down here? The story's over at 580KIDO. I said, oh, it's just begun. What's the next chapter here? You've stood off with the BLM. They're not around. You've got your folks here. What do you think they're thinking on how to combat you?
Well, I'm sure they're going to probably try to go back through the courts and this type of thing. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, there's a lot of people need to be made accountable. Main people that need to be made accountable is like our Nevada State Governor and our county sheriff. They were the ones supposed to be constitutionally protecting my life, liberty, and property, and they have definitely failed. What's going to happen forward? I think, like I said, I think we the people are not ever going to allow them to point guns at us like they did before. And so what I'm thinking should happen, and our county sheriff should take those guns away from those bureaucrats. That's sort of the... And then the other thing is what I talked to you about, the flagpole. We got to start remembering who's on top of the pole. And remembering the proper form of government and start acting like we own the land and we have these rights. We, the people, are sovereign. We are the law, and we are the ones that make the law. We, our county commissioners are the closest government to us, and we need to take care of these problems at home instead of looking at the federal government to take care of them. So let's start taking our responsibility. The federal government won't really have a place in our communities if we do it right.
Well, I think one thing you're hoping to accomplish with these videos is to get the word out, because in the old days, sir, when you were growing up, there were critical thinking skills. Didn't matter where you were in school, people, teachers, parents, Bible leaders would teach you critical thinking skills. Today, the press labels things, and people believe them without having critical thought. So to have these critical thinking skills, to reinforce this with these videos, I would believe that's one of the reasons why you're doing it, to get your side out of the story. You look at, well, I won't say your senator, but you have Harry Reid calling people here domestic terrorists. I mean, are you a domestic terrorist?
Well, I sort of agreed with him, I guess. if, you know, we the people are definitely mad. And we're definitely disappointed in our government, and we're definitely not going to put up with it anymore. So I guess we could be called domestic terrorists. We're terrified with the kind of government we have.
Now let's just remember that's in jest. We don't want that to be misconstrued. But anyway, just an example of how people have falsely labeled what's going on here, and your videos will help dispel those myths.
Well, I hope so, yes. What we're doing is we're telling the truth, and we're telling the facts the best that we understand and know them. And I think maybe, you know, America has been dumbed down. For example, we don't pay much attention to our Constitution. We don't even know who owns the land within a sovereign state. I mean, there's some basic things that we need to start thinking about, and I hope maybe these videos will bring that to our conscience.
Okay, final thought, the importance of God in your life and the importance of God in the life of every American.
Well, the importance of God, especially in this time, you know, I feel like he's been moving this movement forward. Definitely he's been with me every day, and I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, but in the morning I'll have something. For example, yesterday I was thinking a lot about our county government. And I got to thinking, you know, this is what I need to understand, how our county government is supposed to function. We the people, are elect our county commissioners and we elect our sheriff. But it didn't start at that. We also have our courts, and we're also the jurors. We the people really have a lot of control at the county level. The federal level, we don't have hardly any control. Then this morning I got to thinking about the flagpole being turned upside down, you know, where we the people are on the top, not on the bottom. And then, you know, the county government is our closest government to we the people. And our state government has a function, and our federal government has a function. But the understanding of that, that's what's happened to me just today and yesterday, for example. Now, I sort of feel like them are inspirations from our Heavenly Father. And I hope that I can continue to learn and continue to teach.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds in the ground.
There we have it. Cliven Bundy not losing his sense of humor. And, you know, I've been asked, and hopefully we'll be asked more by the media outlets in the Treasure Valley, instead of condemning us for being here at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning, what's Mr. Bundy really like? What's it like inside his living room? What's it like to be a part of this movement? Whether it's legal, whether it's illegal, are these people sane? Are these people kooks? Or are they patriots? Now you've heard both parts of our interview with Mr. Bundy. Wasn't at a news conference. It was in his living room. We worked very hard to make that happen for you. So, here's where you come in. No, we're not asking you to vote for us in the best of the Treasure Valley and the Statesman's poll, but yes, we are asking you to do that. But at right now, at 580-5436, 580-5436, your thoughts, your reaction to Mr. Bundy, to Cliven Bundy. Do those 20 minutes that we shared with him yesterday and today influence how you think? Do you think that, yes, he's got issues, he should be obeying the law, or he's just not going to take it anymore, and in the spirit of the Founding Fathers, enough is enough? I'd like to hear from you next. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
The lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West.
The feds kicked Cliven Bundy off public land.
One of the agents came up behind my Aunt Margaret. She's 57 years old, and he comes literally behind her and hip checks her and just body slams her on the ground.
Get back now!
And they tase me again.
Go, BLM! Go, BLM!
The BLM agents knew who the Bundys were, and they pointed us out and directed their guns.
We knew that we were under observation the whole time, and their snipers were under observation from our snipers. So it would have went bad for them if they would have tried to provoke us any further.
Hell, my feminist, who is my-
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And congratulations to Meridian, soon to be the second largest city in the state of Idaho. Big feature in today's Statesman, the Valley's boomtown. They must be doing something right in Meridian. Kevin Miller with you live from Nevada. Our three-day coverage, actually, we've been here 5 days, of the Bundy Ranch situation. Continues on at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, you've heard from Mr. Bundy, unfettered, uncensored. We'll take your thoughts on that. Also, if you have any thoughts they haven't been drained out of you over the video involving the police officer and the student at Frank Church School. By the way, those folks have visited us, and they've come to our studio several times to check out the Kevin Miller Show on their film trip, or field trips. So, it really goes to show you the focus of our society today, where we can have a video of a police officer corralling an unruly young person, and that goes viral. Did he go too far? Did he do this? Did he do that? And what happens all of a sudden when we need the police officers to do their job? Are they going to be questioning themselves because they don't want to appear on America's funniest videos? That's something at 580-5436. We also have the situation involving Donald Sterling. And it's fascinating to me that everybody is talking about this issue. We have everybody on Fox doing it, our friend Sean doing it as well. But besides Mark Cuban and Kevin Miller, are we missing the point? And the point being that Larry Flint went to the Supreme Court to protect himself from a lawsuit against the Reverend Jerry Falwell, who in fact sued him for slander because Larry made some unflattering and offensive cartoons about the good reverend. And the Supreme Court ruled that whether it's offensive, whether it's politically incorrect, that the First Amendment does protect offensive speech. And then you have Mr. Sterling, that apparently Mr. Sterling is one of the most powerful people in the world because a private conversation with someone who's his girlfriend, who should be his granddaughter, that's right, his granddaughter, has the power to unite the National Basketball Association, to unite folks across the country in denouncing racism. This is progress. Although I don't believe that it was worthy of the president speaking about it, quite frankly. I'd like to hear more on Putin and the economy and getting people back to work, but never let an opportunity go by the wayside. And so here we have Mr. Sterling, who now is being told to sell his business because he said something abhorrent. And then you have the mob rule mentality. And I don't know if you've watched any of this, but you've had commentators, predominantly African-American commentators and writers, who are paid to have their opinion. And there appears to be a threat that Mr. Sterling better sell, and the NBA owners better back running Mr. Sterling out, or there's going to be protests, or more than that. And I told you it was on one of the sports channels where a commentator said, look, I'm not endorsing this, but, you know, there could be another Rodney King. And are we coming to ebony and ivory, racially getting along, out of convenience or out of threats? And Alexander Hamilton, my favorite founding father, feared mob rule. And I think in the age of the social media, we're starting to see the mob rule. All those folks that make a lot of money that felt oppressed by Mr. Sterling, I guess they've won. Again, I'm not defending Mr. Sterling's comments, but I do believe he does have a right to say them. There are consequences for that. It just is a disturbing trend that is not being picked up. And I see it here with Clive and Bundy. I talked about this last night with Jason and Brian Wiley on The Money Show right after Sean Hannity and right before Alex Jones. How would you like to be those two? And, you know, you have Cliven Bundy, who said that they'd be better off picking cotton. Now, that's bad. That's horrible. That's inexcusable. That's unacceptable. So because he said something offensive, he now should be ridiculed. His point that he's trying to make with the BLM should be disregarded, and he should be condemned and thrown on the ash heap of history. Or do you take his comments and his actions and form your own conclusion? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. That's why we're here. And it amazed me, and I was talking to my wife about this, and I talked to Dave Burnett about this, that you have people, and you have particularly one narrow-minded individual who's still bitter because he blew a big opportunity, and he believes that we are the folks responsible for it, who calls, emails, writes, who's trying to organize a plot to fire me, and he sees this show with these innocuous interviews as a means to do it because we're here covering a story. I guess CNN and Fox News shouldn't cover this story. Mr. Bundy has bad thoughts. See, we're getting on a, not a slippery slope, we're on a tight wire right now when it comes to thought, criticism, and the overarching reach of the politically correct Politburo. So why are we here? To let you decide. Now, there was a young man last night by the name of Ralph last night that gave me a hard time. I said, Ralph, you're entitled to your opinion. But I'm not down here to debate people. I'm down here to interview them. So much more coming up. Coming up next, we'll talk to a young man, a Marine named Michael, who has been proudly living off the grid, but because of love of country, love of a constitution, is physically outside the ranch guarding it right now as we speak. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
New.
We're definitely disappointed in our government, and we're definitely not going to put up with it anymore. We're terrified with the kind of government we have.
The Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. I will
fight. And do want to thank our friends at MinutemanRx.com. Couldn't do it without them and their support. Check them out today in Star, Idaho. Or, in fact, go online, MinutemanRx.com. They're open Thursday and Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4. And thank you, MinutemanRx.com, for paying for this trip. Let's get to Michael now, a former Marine who was living off the grid, but now is here.
Actually, right outside the Bundy Ranch, the Bundy Mellon sign with us. We have a young man here who is from Arizona. Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, my name is Michael, as you asked before. I'm from a city called Williams, Arizona, gateway to the Grand Canyon. I'm a retired Marine, and my wife and I live off the grid in Williams.
All right. Well, you seem to be on the grid here. Yeah. Could you describe what you're doing for people listening at 580 KIDO?
Well, we're here to support the Bundys and their efforts to get the situation between them and the federal government resolved peacefully. We're here to show our support to, in a sense where, you know, the government cannot just continue to do what they've been doing. I think people are growing kind of wary of them using underhanded, heavy-handed tactics to get accomplished what they could have done through the courts as far as serving Mr. Bundy with some kind of paper to go to court or whatever, instead of doing what they did at the very beginning of the siege.
Well, you're actually out here in front of the Bundy Ranch. Why are you here?
At the Bundy's Ranch? Well, they asked us to be volunteers at different posts throughout the area, and this post was one of them. They asked if we would come here and stand watch to help relieve the gentlemen that are providing security for the Bundys, and that's what we're here for.
You talked to me earlier. You're here because of what? Do you want something to happen? Do you not want something to happen? A lot of folks on the outside have been emailing me and upper management at 580KIDO saying they're all lawbreakers, this is all wrong. So I ask you, Michael, why are you here in your own words?
Well, I don't truly believe none of us are lawbreakers. Matter of fact, we uphold the laws in the Constitution of the United States, you know, very dearly, and none of us want anything violent to happen. We want this to end peacefully so we can go back home and tell people this is what it's all about. As Americans, we want to support our fellow Americans. None of us want violence. And I want this to end peacefully, just like everyone else that I know. I don't know a single person that really wants something violent to happen out here. We're just constitutional loving folks. The group I belong to, we're a faith-based organization. We're all Christians, and we're just, again, here to support the Bundys in a peaceful manner.
When you talk about the BLM and the government, could this have been avoided?
I think if they would have done it administratively wise, then I think people could have understood that a little bit better than watching what they saw in the news. And I'm sure that I saw what everyone else saw about unarmed people getting threatened with dogs, with taser guns, folks getting thrown on the ground, one of Clive's sons getting assaulted by the federal agents. That kind of actions infuriate me. If people aren't armed and they're not doing anything to threaten you, I just don't see how you can justify the acts that we saw that made us plan to come here to show our support.
Is this bigger than Clive and Bundy?
Well, I think the situation is bigger than all of us. It's threatening the Constitution of the United States when a government entity can just come and do what they think they can do without any consequences. That's just not what freedom-loving people need to see or want to see.
And, you know, when we're kids, we always look to the adults to resolve things. Who's going to be the bigger person here? We see that the Bundys are doing their thing. We talked to Ryan yesterday. Mm-hmm. How is this ever going to be resolved? You know, will the BLM step up? Based on, again, your commitment to be here, you could be home watching TV, not in the heat, right outside the Bundy Ranch where we are. What's it going to take to resolve this?
I think what was going to take to resolve this is what should have been done in the first place. Try to get him to go to court or serve him with some kind of document to get him to court. As my understanding that he has proof that he's been trying to pay his land fees, and he keeps getting it sent back. I don't know that for a fact, but I have been told that he has made numerous attempts over the decades to pay the land use fees that the BLM require for him to have his cattle grazed on their land, if it really even does belong to them. I think that's probably the example that, you know, if the government wants this country to be like it used to be, of the people, for the people, by the people, then that's what we have to show our kids, our grandkids, is that you can resolve matters peacefully and not violently, and use the court systems to resolve matters like this.
And finally, 580KIDO, I don't know if you've ever been to Idaho, but what would you say to people, you know, they used to call them Joe Sixpack, but we'll just say people that are in Idaho on their way into work, worried about their own things, much more informed than others because they're listening to this show as opposed to the decadent, deplorable, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting FM jabroni slappies, so they want to be informed. So what would you say to your fellow patriots listening right now in Idaho who may or may not agree with you, sir?
I would say, do what I explained to lots of other people, is get on the internet or whatever other media sources you use to gather information. Study many different sources. Just don't believe in one. And to your own conclusions and become knowledgeable. The government does not like knowledgeable people, and that's my opinion, and that's what I think, that they fear people who do gather the facts, because we are much more rational thinking people, and we're less likely to be inclined to commit violence, because we know what's going on. And that's what I would say to them. Gather your facts. Make up your own mind. Don't believe me or any other sources. Make up your own mind, because it could come to a home near you like it is here.
Would you like them to come down?
Well, we would certainly like to have as many people across the United States to come and support the Bundys and their efforts to get this situation resolved peacefully. And I believe that if the government sees the numbers of people who are here to support Mr. Bundy and his efforts, again, to get this resolved, then maybe they may think twice about using underhanded tactics that they have been doing. Number, you know, people represent, we are the true power of this country. Government's forgotten that. That's what I want them to know.
And there you have it, our interview with the young man who is here on his own time, spending his own dime. Coming up next, we'll take your phone calls. It is 648. You're listening to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Kevin, I just want to wish you Godspeed. We are praying for you on your return.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And it's interesting now that you have both gubernatorial candidates on the air going back and forth. The election just, what, weeks away. We'll have complete coverage for you each and every morning with me. We are still in Southern Nevada. We will be here today, and then tomorrow we will be at Boise High School, the birthplace of 580KIDO, and so many outstanding students, administrators, and teachers will be promoting our schools, supporting our future. Courtesy of our great friends at CapEd, want to thank them for that. And back to the other issues at hand, a few things that we can talk about. You've got the Donald Sterling fallout. And again, it's very easy to condemn, which we have. But as a lot of people are taking a look at, those that think critically, saying, is this the type of world we want to live in, where we have people say upsetting things, at least on one side of the aisle, and then on the other side, they can say them and get away with it? And really, it shows that we have a long way to go. I think that we've come pretty far. In fact, you could say that the Donald Sterling thing, number one, you take a look at the mob rule aspect of it and the total condemning of his actions. And what kind of bothers me is you have people saying, making, and again, having been in this business and having chosen to be with you at a local level, in radio, in Idaho, rather than being a big money media talking head, which, and I really don't like talking about myself here at 580KIDO. So, and since we're not generating anything concerning our interviews with the Bundys, and I'm going to be honest with you right now, well, again, your feedback is always welcome, but, you know, there was a point in my life where I had an opportunity to go to the show, to go to the network, on a few occasions. And when you become one of these people, in my opinion, you know, you have no contact with the real America. Sure, you talk about being around the folks and who's looking out for whom, but in my opinion, my love is this, because there is no better form of interaction than the ability to speak and then have people go back and forth. And I look at this, and I think of people saying, well, Sterling's going to sell. If he doesn't sell, there's going to be protests. And how irresponsible the media has been. And one young lady yesterday saying, well, you know, if Donald Sterling is doing this, then the whole Clipper organization is doing this as well. Paraphrasing her unfortunate misinformed comments. Why? Because that's what the media wants, to fan the flames, not tell the story. Let's go to Jim in Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Keep up the good fight over there.
Hey, thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm not defending this fellow's his choice of words and his way of thinking is wrong. But if they're gonna protest this guy and force him to sell and so forth, then they might as well go after La Raza and the Black Panthers and the KKK and Farrakhan and Sharpton, and I'm sure dozens of others on either side, all the people that are on the street corners of America yelling death to America and infidels and so forth. So we better be very, very careful how far we want to push this. You know, shunning him is probably a better thing to do, Kevin, but because there's no stopping from there where you can take this.
Well, I would agree with you, Jim, and the idea of the thought police. And I still, you know, people go, it doesn't matter if it was illegal. It doesn't matter. What he said supersedes all that. And I'm going, I'm not jumping on the crazy train on that one.
Well, I agree with you. You remember that one fella, I think he belonged to the new Black Panther Party, and he had a billy club kind of intimidating voters. And he's the same one that was at some kind of a rally and saying how much he hated white people and crackers and they should all be killed
Jim, great point. I apologize. I've got to run quickly to traffic at 580 KIDO. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving Meridian.